We're in Psalm 119, and we're looking at verse 17 through 20 today. And John MacArthur says about Psalm 119, and I started to think about that, because Psalm 119 goes on forever. It is a wonderful psalm, and there's everything you need to know about God, I think, in that one psalm. It tells who he is, what he does, what he has done in the past, and really, it even speaks to the future. It gives us hope when we're in despair. It is the Mount Everest. And when you read it the first time, when I was reading it when we were going through the Bible in a year, when we were first saved, I looked at that psalm and I thought, that's unattainable. And you know, that's how we feel when we look at Mount Everest. I can't climb that mountain. I'll never get there. But people who have their eyes fixed on their mountain, right? Several have climbed it. Amen. And that's how we need to be about God. And that's the psalm shows in this psalm, even in one of the verses we're reading this morning, that that is exactly how he felt. They don't know exactly who wrote it. It could be David. It is speculated that it was Daniel or even Ezra. Interesting. Doesn't make any difference who wrote it. It's God's word. Amen. And he wants us to read it. And he wants us to be ministered to by reading it. King James says in verse 17, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing it hath unto thy judgment at all times. New American Standard says, my soul is crushed with longing. My soul is crushed with longing. I long, Lord, to see you. I long to live the way you want me to live. Sometimes I think it's unattainable, but there's a longing, there's a deep passion within me to try to live like you want me to live. I think that's precious in the message. It says, be generous with me, and I'll live a full life. Not for a minute will I take my eyes off your road. How are we going to get to the top of that mountain if we have our eyes someplace else? We need to have our eyes on that road, on that pathway that he's laid out for us. Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracle wonders, because that gives me hope. When I see from your word what you've done, it gives me hope that I can change in my own life. I'm a stranger in these parts. Give me clear directions. My soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commands. Amen. That's the heart of the psalmist. That's our heart as we do fix our eyes on God. It isn't something we have to drum up. If we keep our eyes on him, these desires will be in our hearts, because his desire will come into our heart. I don't have to have it to begin with, but when I put my eyes on him and I see how wonderful he's been to me, and all of a sudden a humility happens in my soul and a spirit of thanksgiving rises up within me, wow, then I become insatiable for his word and his ways, and just for him, because I'm in love with him. Amen? Let's stand and let's say it from the message, because it shows the passion of the psalmist. Be generous with me, and I'll live a full life. Not for a minute will I take my eyes off your road. Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracle wonders. I'm a stranger in these parts. Give me clear directions. My soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commands. Let's turn to him this morning in thanksgiving and worship. Amen.